Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on a New Jersey case that challenges the federal law that keeps legalized sports betting out of most states, the exceptions being Nevada, Montana, Delaware, and Oregon, where it's allowed. The decision could open the floodgates on sports gambling because right now an estimated $150 billion a year is illegally wagered on sports.
We're joined now by Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. So, Mike, New Jersey wants to allow sports betting, but the major sports leagues like the NFL fought against this. Now they seem to be on New Jersey's side. What's going on?
Oh, economics. And first of all, speaking of economics, let me compliment Jeremy by saying billions, but not adding that's billions with a B. I know we usually do that in news. So let's also be clear that you listed those other states besides Nevada that allow sports gambling like Delaware and Oregon and Montana. Those are very, very limited instances of lotteries affiliated with maybe picking NFL games. So what the leagues have done is they've looked at the situation. They were led by the NBA, which is a very forward-looking league. And they said, not only do we think we don't have a great legal leg to stand on, we think we could make a lot of money on sports gambling. And in fact, I think there's been a sea change in the perception of the danger of allowing sports gambling to happen if that would threaten the integrity of the sport. And maybe in the 1950s, the answer seemed to be yes, but in the 2018, the answer seems to be no. So the cash grab is towards allowing legal sports gambling from the league's perspectives.
So the leagues want a piece of the action, but don't they also want this to be regulated? And if so, how would it be regulated if it happens?
Well, the reason they want it to be regulated is to have a piece of the action. Right now, that huge figure there is that huge figure you cited. They don't get any of that, and they don't get any of the money that Nevada allows gambling on legally. So to license themselves to legal sports gamblers, there might be a fee for every NBA game. Dollar wagered on an NBA game, maybe 1% of that wager goes to the NBA. That could be a gigantic boon. In fact, that could counteract the declining ratings. And, you know, the NFL is a cash cow, but it's making less money than it has been projected to make. This alone could be a giant shot in the arm for the leagues.
Well, how would a decision that legalizes sports gambling across the country affect fantasy sports?
Well, fantasy sports are basically allowed now, but I think it would just give them more credibility and it would allow for innovation. So you could take the concept of fantasy sports and kind of turn it into a hybrid of fantasy sports and a wagering on a daily game. So there are these daily fantasy leagues where you bet on maybe an individual player that day, and some have been shut down by different states. Well, if it's game on, the amount of interesting kind of wagers you could do will be interesting.
Mike, while we have you, just on another topic, the NBA playoffs have been great to watch so far. The Celtics and the 76ers, the Cavaliers and the Raptors, the Warriors and the Pelicans, the Jazz and the Rockets. Just a few seconds, but who's looking best to you right now?
The Warriors are, because they are the returning champion and Steph Curry is back and healthy and slaying.
Mina's right. Happy that you said that, being from the Bay Area. So good. All right. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst. Great to have you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.